closet. This world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Not in tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven's in to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part, this is God, your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's seen it from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You're running drugs, running sex, running people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in the blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all go insane. We repeat the cycle daily, yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. But my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world. My self-help shook, but it's all good. I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge, so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault, cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way, and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
All right. Good afternoon to our radio listeners. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, with 3T Radio. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. This is the holiday season. This is a time of love, sharing, and caring. This is a time of family. This is a time to be a blessing to others. And so I just want to first of all say to all our listening audience, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm excited, as always, to first of all do this show. It's a blessing, and it's a great opportunity to have a platform to share, to have positive talks, and to bring resources before our radio listeners. And as every time we get together, we always have fabulous people that are a part of what we're doing. And so today, you know, we're keeping with that trend, and that's bringing great talent before you. So my guest today is Miss Cicely Wilson, and Cicely is she's an awesome sister. She has a fabulous ministry. She's going to talk about her ministry, but I just want to first of all let you all know that if you have paper and pencil, you're in a good situation, because you want to take notes. She's a teacher by trade, and she is this sister is so full of passion and purpose, and so I'm excited. And without further ado, I bring my special guest before you today, Ms. Cicely Wilson. Cicely, what's going on?
Hi, Brother Duane. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for riding the train with us today.
That's all right. I'm glad to be on the train. Thanks for having me. I'm
I know that's right. Now, well, I have to warn you, once you're on the train, you can't get off till we stop now, so I'll try to get off.
And knowing you, just so you know, a little bit more intimately over these past couple months, I recognize that it is forbidden to get off of the train. I understand.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it can be very dangerous. Look, warning.
Okay.
That's right. Cause look.
Okay.
Look,
no, I think it's a great train to be on.
I know that's right. I know that's right, because it's a train headed to destiny and purpose.
Yes.
And that's so appropriate because of who you are. And I preface it with that, who you are, when I say that, who you are, because what you are about to share today is who you are. And so would you do this, Cicely, for our listening audience, personalize your bio for them so that they can know the person?
Certainly. Wow, that's a mouthful, but personalize my bio. It's in essence, I'm a woman who loves God, who's truly after God's own heart in many different dynamics and areas. I am, as Dwayne mentioned, it's okay to call you Brother Dwayne on the show. I don't know if you go by another name, or I don't know if it's Brother D or D Smith. Or
no,
is Dwayne okay?
Absolutely,
okay,
Dwayne.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, I just want to be sure.
It's all good.
I am a teacher by trade. As you mentioned, I am equally an artist, a performing artist. So I act, I sing, I dance, I write as well. But no matter what you will find me doing, I mentor, I counsel. But no matter what you will find me doing, you will find me doing it passionately.
Mm.
You will find me doing it with purpose, and you will find me doing it with the goal and intent of bringing people alive, alive to life, alive to God, alive to greater things. So
yes.
It really is the essence of me, and it's what I love to do. I'm very relational. I love people. I love God. I want them to get to know Him in a very personal, intimate way, and so that He can equally impact their lives as He's very much impacted and touched mine for the better in every capacity. So in that sense, that's who I am. I've been, you know, dancing for 18 years. I've been acting probably for about the same amount of time. I dance in two dance companies and ministries inside my church home and worship dance company. I dance with them at Prophetic Flow from Rivers of Living Water Ministries International, which is my church home. And I've been teaching for several different schools, currently at Urban Prep Charter Academy for Young Men. But I'm a teacher through and through. So biblically, naturally, I am very much didactic. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I like to dig and like to really dissect it and get into the details of things. So that's who I am.
Wow. Well, you know what? I was looking at your bio, Cicely, and what? So hold up. Do you want me to call you Sister Wilson, Sister Cicely, Cicely?
Don't you even try it. You know you can call me Cicely.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, I was checking out your...
That's another thing. I'm down to earth, so you don't need any, you know, formalities with me.
I know that's right. Yeah, look, we got to learn how to just chill and just get it done. You know
there
what I mean?
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was looking at your bio, and, I mean, it's quite extensive. I mean, you did a fabulous job of just kind of really summing it up really quickly.
Very
but
nice.
You know, you got Oral Roberts. You went to University of Illinois in Champaign Urbana. You got a double master's, girl. You the real deal.
Yeah,
whoa!
Exactly. Well,
my goodness.
God be the glory. I mean, education is so very important to me. I am probably a self-proclaimed. I'm the coolest nerd that you probably ever want to meet.
Wow.
So I love learning. I love knowledge. I love expanding my brain and getting to know more so that I can impart more and share more. So I really love to learn about new things and be explorative. I love school, the schooling. And, yeah, so Oral Roberts University was just a life-changing experience for me, and it truly is affectionately God's University, as it's called. He really lives there, I'm convinced. So,
wow, okay.
It's awesome, and just to be blessed to graduate with a double master's in counseling. I'm a blessed girl, and with graduating with certification with IPEC soon to come, as to be a certified life coach and for my business, Passion International LLC. So,
yeah, that's
doing
awesome.
A lot of great things for the kingdom.
Okay, and look, yeah. You are not only you not only have the confidence, but you have the competence, and that's the combination we need these days. You know, people come, and they're confident of what they say they could do, but then the competence, the skill set is not always there. But you've done your job. You've set yourself in there.
I believe in that, Dwayne. I so do, because to be able to be marketable, to be able to be reputable, I think that is a due diligence of service that you offer to those whom you're serving, because they deserve the best. They deserve competence. They deserve, intelligence. They deserve savvy and know-how. And excellence. Excellence is a big staple of my life. So whatever I am found doing, I want to do it the best, and I want to be excellent in it, because I believe every human life is valuable enough to obtain that.
Well, it's interesting because, I had you to come out and speak to our students in our teen train programs, and I was watching you and I was listening to you, and it's interesting, and I want all of our listening audience to get this. This sister is not just talking this thing. You know, she's living this. This is who she is, and that right there is just so incredible to me. You came in and you talked to the young people about passion, and I know today our topic is Passion Talk. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is your business, Passion? Tell everybody what that's all about.
Sure, Passion International. My motto is where we are passionate about bringing out the best in you. So basically, we're in the business of whether through the marriage of life coaching and or counseling, we're in the business of moving people from good to great in their lives. And for a very few of them, might be needed to be moved from dysfunctional to functional. And so if that's the need, then we can take care of you too. But mainly, I'm interested in those who are stagnated, who might be stuck, who might be mediocre, average, frustrated, unfulfilled.
Right.
I want to move them from a good place in life. I mean, they're okay, it's no frills, no thrills, life is good. But they're not on the edge of their experience,
Okay.
They're just kind of going through the motions of life, going through the mundane, which I believe a majority of society does. But it's because they don't intentionally pursue the great.
Okay.
They don't intentionally pursue being passionate. Because more than likely, unfortunately, they don't know what their passion is.
Okay.
And so that's really at the core of my being in order to identify people's truest identity.
Mm.
I'm really big into identity formation, because God did an overhaul with me upon me being at ORU.
Okay.
It was a part of my experience, and he began to dig into my identity in a whole new way. I was crossing the threshold of a new decade in my life. I had become 30. And so, everybody says, something happens when you become 30, right? So it truly
did
for me, yeah. And so it was just a newness. And I needed to know myself in a different way. And God was interested in me getting involved in that. And so now, 6 years later, I have been on this journey and getting better and better with it, and identifying and being consistent and intentional about what my value system is, who I am to myself, who I am to the world, inclusive of the kingdom, and who I am to people. So identity is about being the same, okay, to achieve sameness in every area of your life. So I'm no longer influenced externally.
Okay.
But I'm only influenced internally with what it is that will be communicated out. And that only internal influence should be God and the Holy Spirit. And so it is continually, progressively making me into who he is, who it is that he originally designed. And
wow.
That's the whole purpose. And so before, where I was so externally influenced by other people, that I was the master people-pleaser.
Wow.
Even like 10 years ago,
Wait, so you got another degree, huh?
Well, I got another degree, right. I had a master's and people please. No, let me tell you, I had a doctorate in that. I had an honorary doctorate. I promise you, Duane, I had an honorary doctorate of people pleasing. I did. And I somehow, some way, you know, the enemy tried to convince me that if I just please enough people, if I just, you know, assume myself to be available and, you know, do as much as I could in order to be accepted, you know, by others, that I too, in turn, would be pleased. I too, in turn, would be made happy. And how much do you know that that is the furthest from the truth?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Go ahead, Cicely. Cicely, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, dear.
Okay.
Yeah, so I said that I'm not happy with this life anymore, and if, you know, if somebody's going to do anything about it, it has to be me. Right?
Wow.
So no more depending on other people to bring happiness to me. It has to come from within.
Wow. Now you said a lot of good stuff, and I want to really just dig a little bit deeper with this because,
sure.
You know, when I look at it, you know, I was looking at your bio. You had the U of I, so you was at the public university, and then you went to ORU, which is a private school. And, I mean, that's just night and day, you know. You know, it's truly night and day. And, you know, and I know that each experience, you know, the one thing I know about God is he'll use all these different experiences as a part of the development of us as people.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you this, Cicely, and if you could just share this with the listening audience too. What was the defining moment? Because, you know, what we're hearing is the sister who, you know, she's arrived. I mean, and we know that we all still a work in progress. You know, we don't truly get there all the way, you
not
know, until it's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We're in this flesh. It's not
exactly.
going to be, you know, perfected. We're being perfected. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, you have these situations in your life, and I know you talked about being a people pleaser and that whole acceptance piece, which is big with our youth today. Our young people, they are losing in that battle because everybody's trying to be everybody because we want to be accepted, we want to be loved, we want to be approved. And this is where we find ourselves, you know, compromising almost to the place of no return in some cases, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So what was the defining moment for you?
What was the defining moment for me? Well, I would say that, you know, truly that place of really kind of knowing, I believe I had known from a little girl. I've always sensed from a little girl that I was born for greatness, you know?
Okay, good.
And this was even before I knew God. This was even before I knew anything about God. I mean, I grew up in dire circumstances. You know, on the west side of Chicago in the hood. So, you know, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and
right.
I was not, you know, granted the greatest opportunities, you know, as a young person. But even despite my external environment and what I saw on an everyday basis, I've always seen myself as just greater. I don't know where it comes. I know it came from God, you know,
right.
in me before the foundation of the world, right, even before I knew him.
That's right.
But it was just something. And so I just held on to that seed, and I used the negative things that I saw around me truly as fuel. And I communicate this to my young people in class. Like, I did not do the reverse and kind of, like, you know, use it as an excuse to, like, just crap up my life because, you know, well, nobody else cares and nobody else is doing anything, so, you know, why should I? Now, don't get me wrong. I have my doubts sometimes where I want to throw my pity party, as we all do.
Right.
When life has sold us a bill of goods. But I always find myself being resilient and coming alive again. I have this perseverance and persistence and fortitude in me that's like a bulldog that just won't quit. I'm a lion in the spirit, I would say.
Wow.
And I just won't quit until I see manifested, not just in spirit form. I want to see the thing before me that God promised to me. I just believe it belongs to me.
Wow.
And so no matter what I have to go through, no matter what I have to sacrifice and give, no matter what lessons I have to learn, I want to do that. I remember Pastor Winston, I'm formerly a member of Living Word. I remember Pastor always communicating how, you know, the things should be able, you should be able to see it before your eyes, you know?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah. And so, I mean, because if not, then what are we doing here? I mean, what is this Christianity all about? You know, why did Jesus die? You know, what did he come to live for? What was his example? And
right.
So I believe if we can just get back to the chief example of Jesus in the earth and the demonstration of what he lived, how he lived, what he did to get the relationship with God that he had and to have the impact with people that he had, that is truly going to, that would be sufficient, you know, in our lives. So we can just get that right first before we try to do, like, anything else. And we really focus on that, then it would in turn impact and turn the world upside down, such as Jesus did. And so, and then we would make disciples. So where, you know, it turned for me was that, you know, Cicely, you should be making a greater impact. Like, I was having the same thing. You're great enough, like, you should be further along. Like, you should have your own, like, you should have ownership of some things. You know what I'm saying? You're not designed to be just working for other people all your life, like, getting directives from others. Like, you're a creator. You know, the creative ability of God rests on the inside of you. You need to get in contact with it, and you need to display it. And that's why I'm just so godly pleased and proud with you, Duane.
Thank you. Because
I just see you manifesting this in the earth. I mean, God has given you promises, and that you didn't sit on them. You know, you did something with the seed that he gave you. And so, you know how many seeds and dreams die and go, you know, 6 feet under in the cemetery, and they never manifest. And the people are never blessed because we don't trust God enough to, you know, to do what it takes. And so I was like, God, I don't want that to be named among me. You know, you've given me much. I mean, I have witty inventions and ideas. I have all of that on the inside of me. And so I was like, God, I just believe that you would, you know, give me the know-how, give me the savvy, give me the networking, and give me the connections, these divine relationships that you will have me, which you are one of them, by the way.
Yeah.
You will have me
That's right.
be connected to, yes, in order to manifest your kingdom based, you know, through the life of Cicely Wilson in this way. And so that's what I want for everyone, because everyone has, I was teaching your team that we all have a general purpose, you know, and we all have a unique purpose in the earth.
Yes.
So our goal is we need to discover what that unique purpose is so we can get about the business of being distinctive. Because Jesus established why he was here. And he didn't veer off of that path. He knew that he already was coming to die, so nobody could talk him out of it.
Yeah, that's
powerful. And so, but he lived while he was here, and he did the impact. But when the timing of God was up, he had no qualms about giving up the ghost, right?
That's
because
right.
He already knew what his purpose was. He was like, hey, I don't have to live longer, you know what I'm saying, just for the sake of living so other people can, like, you know, be pleased with having me around. No.
Right.
It's not because my meat and my drink are to do the will of my Father. And this is where we have to come back to, and it really starts with the fear of the Lord.
Wow.
And so, you know, it truly does. And that's the respect and reverential fear of God. And we've lost it a lot, you know, in our own, like, lives and busyness and just, you know, just being so detached. We live in a such detached society that's just disconnected from feeling, disconnected from people. And ergo, you know, we're disconnected from God, because God is all about people, and he's all about getting involved and staying in touch, right?
Yes.
So we need to return to our sensitivity.
Wow.
And with that sensitivity, you know, to the Holy Spirit, we can then be a prime candidate for that fear to be redeemed or rekindled. That is a blessed place, you know, to have. Well, we don't do our own thing. We can't do our own thing because our lives are not our own. We are lenders. to this life, truly.
Yep,
and it's taken me a long time, a long time to discover that. For so long, I rebelled against God, and I just did not do, would not comply with what it is that he would have me to do. I didn't care what he said about it. Had no conviction, you know, just was just raggedy, just straight up. Isn't it cool? That's a Christian. And just had no, I had lost my fear base. Because I had come to a place where I would, you know, those little foxes, you know those things that probably those what do you call them, temptations or whatever that stick with us the longest.
Yes.
Yeah. So those thorns, right? So those stubborn places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the places that God wants.
Yeah.
And see, we're really easy about giving up the easy stuff. Oh, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink,
right.
I don't curse, you know, I don't say, yeah. But God's saying, but what about this, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that, I didn't design that for you, and
exactly.
you're a professional in that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what turned around for me, Duane. I mean, for real, I was like, I got to give it all to him.
Yeah.
I got to give it all to him. I got to stop half-stepping, comparing myself amongst others, right, because this is not wise. We compare ourselves amongst ourselves, you know, oh, well, I'm not this here, so, but I'm better than so-and-so over there.
Exactly.
No, this is about your own individual walk with God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So the things that God would have for you to do, you can't compare, you know, yourself with what Duane is doing. Duane is living, walking out his soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to work out your own, right? Because we're all going to stand accountable before God, and he's going to say, Cicely, what did you do with what it is that I asked you to do?
Wow.
That's really what it comes down to.
You know, you shared, what I kept hearing was stewardship. I kept hearing that in my spirit, stewardship, because everything you're talking about is personal accountability and
it
responsibility.
Is.
You know what I mean? And then when you talked about Christ, you know, I was thinking, okay, purpose-driven life, because, you know, there was a book out, but you know what?
Yeah.
He was the real manifestation of a perfect, you know, of a purpose-driven life. He came here with purpose, and the purpose drove him. And so when you think about, you know, everybody that's in the earth is born with purpose and potential. The only sad part is what you said earlier. They tend to take the potential with them to the grave. You know what I mean? Because Mm-hmm. And so
I'm so glad you mentioned that concept about accountability, because I forgot to make that distinctive. That was a major turning point in my life too. Oh my God, Duane! If I could just tell this listening audience how very significant that is to a fulfilled life, it truly is. We are truly a body, fitly joined together and compacted, each supplying, you know, the service that we have need of. You know, the toe cannot say to the leg, I have no need of you. The leg cannot say, you know, to the arm, I have no need of you. We all have need of each other in the body, and you need people, you need a supportive system. And this is where a lot of people miss it, because they try to live in their own island, in their isolated lives, and they don't let other people in.
That's right. That's right.
So this is the breeding place for the enemy.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Because we don't let people in. We live secretive lives. We live double lives, like bipolar, schizophrenic lives.
Right.
People don't truly know who you are or what they're getting at any point in day, and you don't know who you are. So you walk around as this fallacious Christian who is discontent, but you're smiling for the people because you have not had an encounter with the true and living God that keeps us accountable for everything.
Wow.
For everything. And this is what the Holy Spirit, this is why that Jesus left the Holy Spirit for us, to be our teacher, to be our guide, to lead us into all truth.
That's right.
To get us out of the lies, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we don't need any practice doing that. Our sin nature doesn't need to practice the sin. We
That's
know
right.
how to do it. We were born in iniquity.
Right.
Satan's sin.
Right.
Born in
right.
So we know how to do it. But what we need to learn
look,
how
look,
to do
it. Look, Cicely, check it out. That was another degree right there, you know?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's
right.
That's
right. PhD, boy. Doctor.
And you didn't have to go to school for it. All you had to do
was
be born. That's the only qualification.
I know,
we know how to do that well. But what we don't know how to do well is get used to the your new nature in Christ, who he said you are a brand new person. But what you need to do now, you need to consider those things dead that I've redeemed you from. Stop redigging them. Stop going to the grave with your shovel and digging up an old nature that is not even likened to you anymore. And you need to implement righteousness. Establish righteousness, because you don't know that place. The sin place is dead. It's no longer. It truly is dead. But what you do need to establish is the righteousness of God. You have to build in that place. And once you consistently build in that place, then you'll find yourself walking in the newness of this life in which you've never known.
Wow.
Well, what it is that we do is, because we don't substitute the old with anything new, we just keep revisiting the old because it's familiar and it's comfortable. Right?
That's true.
And then we just flag some church on it, and we show up, and we do our due diligence. You have not had an encounter with God yet.
Right.
Because it's not him.
And you know what? And I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to come right back to this. We're going to take a commercial break right now. But, girl, you are truly what you know, Passion International. That's what's happening. You know what I mean? So I know the people feel the passion. You know what I mean? So you stay right there, Cicely. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come right back. Hold that thought, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, good. Hold on. Let's go to this commercial.
Attention all gospel artists. It's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1, with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
All right, we're back from commercial right now, and I got my special guest on the train ride today, Cicely Wilson. And for those who have been listening, I know you have been blessed already, because I've been blessed tremendously. This sister has really been on fire. She's you can just feel the passion for what she does, and that, to everybody, I know that's contagious. When you get into a place of passion and get into a place of purpose and destiny, anybody that you would encounter, you're going to sway them. You're really going to move them. And that's what I really appreciate about this sister, because from the first moment I met her, you know, she came in. As a matter of fact, we met, about a year or so ago when you came to the conference, right?
Yeah. But you know what, Dwayne? I've known you from afar for like years, because we were living work together. So
yeah.
I knew of you. We have a mutual friend, you know, Deborah. And so,
that's right.
Yeah, but we're Worship Dance Company. Yes, we. I was connected with you last year when we came to the conference to dance, because I had been gone at ORU for 3 years, and then I transitioned ministries when I returned home. So we have been disconnected for a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know what, right? I just want to pause for a minute and send a shout out to Deborah Simmons, brother Will. Yeah, to the twins. Woo, to the Simmons. That's right. Sister Deb in the house. Yeah, they are. They awesome. I love them. I love them. And one of the things I love about the Simmons is that, you know, they have boys that are part of our Teen Train program. So she's always looking to connect other good people with us so that we can continue to forge forward. So I appreciate her. And so what I want to do now, Cicely, is I want you to talk about, you know, how important is the God factor as an entrepreneur? Because, you know, you are a business person. And, you know, today we got a lot of people who are pursuing business. And, you know, and because I believe the gift that's on the inside of us, if we utilize it to the fullness, then it is our business. And so, but I want you to kind of share just a little bit to our listening audience, because a lot of our young people, you know, just like you shared earlier, they want to be accepted, but the truth of the matter is every last one of them know they want to do something in this life. They know this. And you know, and this is why if we're not guiding them like the word tells us to train up a child in the way they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. So that tells me that whether we are consciously training them, you know, there's some conscious training and some unconscious. That's right. They've been trained one way or the other. That's right. And so they're going to go according to the way they were trained. And so, you know, and so our young people are doing things because they have a desire to be somewhere in life. And so, you know, that's why a lot of our young men are getting into the drug game and, you know, they are here doing all these illegal things. And even the sisters are compromising themselves and getting out there doing things because they desire more in life. But as an entrepreneur, you know, with that, like Ben told, Uncle Ben told Peter Parker in the Spider-Man movie, with great power comes great responsibility. I want you to talk a little bit about that God factor as a businesswoman.
Yes. Well, definitely. I mean, the God factor is everything, Duane. It truly is because, as I was mentioning before, the Holy Spirit is our teacher, is our guide, he's our comforter. He leads us into all truth. You really cannot have a successful life as a Christian these days in the last days and times that we live in outside a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I'll be really distinctive about that. I didn't say relationship with God. I said with the Holy Spirit, and which we understand one is in the same. Okay, it's the triune Godhead. So, but we need to understand the responsibility. You spoke about that, and we need to understand the function of each, right? So we have God, our Father. He's Abba for us, right? He is the one that we pray to by way and through the name of Jesus. He is the one that sits on the throne. We have Jesus at the right hand interceding for us continually as his children. But the Holy Spirit is here with us, here in the earth. Okay, and so Jesus left him, not it, him, okay, distinctly, all right, distinctively, so that we can build relationship with him just as the disciples did with Jesus while he was here in flesh form, but he's no longer here. Jesus is finished with what it is that he came to do. It, okay, he said clearly, it is finished.
He didn't say that.
Jesus
he didn't
is not
say that.
Doing anything else new for us. He's not. Because he's done, right? He did his due diligence. He did what he came to do. He fulfilled his task. He's interceding for us continually because he knows that until we are returned to be with the Father, that we will have, you know, this war that we need to fight between flesh and spirit, soul and, you know, warfare and things of that nature. So that's what the Holy Spirit is for. And so as an entrepreneur and being in business in the kingdom, it is so, so very important that we are progressively growing in this relationship with the Holy Spirit and to be able to tune in, right? We have to tune in our ears. We have to tune in our eyes. We have to tune in our heart, our soul, to really what the heartbeat of God is communicating for us, specifically in our business. Because otherwise, we would be... unfortunately, sometimes bamboozled or led astray into other people's, you know, good ideas or other people's suggestions or, you know, everybody wants to help, you know?
Right,
everybody,
right.
You know, got something they want to say and, oh, I know the best way that you can do that. But wait a minute.
Come on now.
This is not, you know, God didn't give you my vision, you know?
God
gave me my vision, right?
Yes.
So I know the blueprint that the Holy Spirit laid out when he gave it to me. And so it's a matter of now let's organize this skeleton into the infrastructure that the Holy Spirit would have it to be, because he already knows. The Holy Spirit is brilliant. Brilliant. He's a genius.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so that's why you have to keep him close.
Yes.
Because he's going to lead you just in the way that you should go. So once you get this infrastructure, he then wants to strategically show you how to apply meat to the bone. And so we aren't smart enough, okay, to do what it is that God, not us, God will have to be manifest in the earth. You aren't smart enough to run the train of Team Train. You're not.
Come on now.
You're a
come
brilliant
on
man. I love Dwayne. So he thinks, my goodness, he can, you know, dynamic. But
come
I
on
tell
now.
You, he's not smart enough to do Team Train the
yeah.
way God has envisioned to do it. Not
what
right. is in Dwayne's little video brain, you know, as far as Team Train is concerned. We're too finite.
Yep.
We're too finite. We're too
yep.
small. And
come
God is infinite. He's expanded. He's huge. And he's like, I will never, and I say this to the listening viewers, if you think you have an idea that you can adequately perform and produce on your own, I say go back, okay, and
come
go back to the drawing board and truly hear from God, because God will never give you something that you can reasonably produce for yourself that is going to impact the world. Because
wow.
that's what God's after, okay?
Come
he doesn't
on.
Want to impact your little, just your family,
right.
okay?
Right.
That's great. You should
right.
start there, okay?
Right.
Let's not just find small beginnings. Start with your family. But trust,
exactly.
He's starting with your family because he
right.
wants generational impact.
Wow.
That's about generational impact. He's
that's
always
good.
Thinking future. And so we have to think beyond. Team Train goes beyond Dwayne's life.
Oh, absolutely.
When he's no longer here, when he's in the grave, he will leave legacy. He will leave generational impact that will continue. Passion
yes.
International will go on when my years are expanded, expired on this earth. When
yes.
I'm gone, and I'm training, I'm developing now for that intent. Not so I can just have 50 successful good years and say, oh, it was a good run, and let me retire now. No.
No.
We don't. I remember Pastor Winston always saying this too. There's no retiring in the kingdom.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
What is that?
You know. You know what's funny? You know what's funny is you were saying that. You know. Well. You know. First of all, both of us gonna go out on the rapture, girl. So we go. we
that's
we
right.
look
you
on
got
that.
It.
But
you
then,
got it.
So we look. We ride up on the rapture. Okay. And then the other thing is, you know, I often think about like Michael Jordan, right? You know, and anybody that knows any sport, game, on any level, you've heard the name Michael Jordan because of what he did for all sports. But what was the thing that people kept getting frustrated about? The brother kept coming out of retirement. You know, that's right. But the truth of the matter, Cecily, is that's right. That's right. Who he is. Come on, girl. That
he lived in you.
He lived. That's right.
God, if it hasn't died in you, you know, God forbid. And if it is, or if it feels like it, at least you need to get those embers lit again, because God is yet alive.
That's right.
He speaks. He yet hears. He yet wants to do. He yet wants to be involved. He yet wants to be engaged. He yet wants to be in a relationship with us. And he yet wants to know us in a very personal, intimate way. We're the ones that are too busy for him.
Come
We're
on
the
now.
Ones that, you know what I'm saying, don't include him. We're the ones that don't consider him. And God's like, only if you would ask me. Only if you would consider me. I have the answer right here. Those things that you're twiddling your thumbs about, you don't have to do that. I'm your father. Don't you know I will to give good gifts to you, my children?
Come on
I
now.
Love you. There is no good thing that I will withhold from you. And that's where we have to get to. That's where another place where it turned for me, Dwayne, because I needed to get a revelation, not an ascension, not a mental ascent, okay? Because Pastor Winston speaks about that, too. Some of us are just mentally ascending to this thing. No. We have to go past the place of ascent. Revelation comes from within. And it is something that no one can take away from you. And so when you get that revelation, that point blank period, Cecily is loved. I am loved. And so there is nothing and no one, no devil in hell, no thing on the earth, that nothing in heaven can separate me.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
From this profound love that I finally have come to understand, Dwayne. And so all this time, receiving Christ at 12 years old, it took me until the beginning of like 30 plus.
Wow.
For me to really get the picture that, you know what, God loves me.
Wow.
And I have nothing to fear. You know, it seems like a simple concept, right? But you know how many of us are struggling, and we war with that. That's why we live in fear. We live in lack of trust. We live in, you know what I'm saying, a fallacious pride, because we don't know we're loved.
Yep, that's true.
We live in lack of identity. We don't know we're loved, because a person that knows that their love, they're free.
Yes.
They're free
yes.
to be themselves.
Yes.
No apology.
Yes, that's beautiful.
They have an abandonment about themselves that says, hey, like me or love me, leave me or, you know, take me, but this is me.
This is me.
And
but
this,
you know,
this is how God made me.
Yes, but you know what you're saying is so powerful, though, and you know, and it's not just a message for the youth, it's for the adults, too, because, you know, the kids, you know, they're learning from their environments anyway. And so, you know, and you know, as a counselor, you know, this whole thing of vicarious learning, and, you know, they just they just picking up all around them, and then they manifest in that.
Yeah.
And so if the adults could just grasp that concept that, you know what, I'm love. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
That
we
look,
have to get it heard.
Yes, yes.
People are counting on us, parents. They're counting on us. I've birthed no natural children, but I've been called a mother by many. And so what they have to understand, all my parents, I hold them, really, because I grieve for them. Because so many of them just don't know how.
Yeah.
I remember growing up in a household with that exact circumstance. I don't believe that my mother intentionally set, like, you know, these examples that weren't the best before me, right? But I vicariously learned from them. And then, you know, I was not given the opportunity to develop in a healthy way a lot of times because she just didn't know.
Yep.
And so the parents, they really have to come to grips and, you know, get to know what it is that they need to know on behalf of parenting. I mean, we have no excuse. We have the World Wide Web. We have workshops. We have, you know what I'm saying, the seminars. We got all kinds of stuff.
That's
that
right.
We have availability available to us today that we never had even 10, 15, 20 years ago. So truly, it has to start with a place of intentionality to say that, you know what? My kids are valuable enough, they're vital enough, and I am responsible for their development and their rearing.
Yes.
At least until 18, and listen until I get out of my house, right?
I know, that's right.
So I'm responsible, right, for what it is that they're watching, what it is that they're listening to, who it is that their friends are, so on and so that they go to church. You know, they don't got any options. You know, what is this about this democratic living with our, you know, you get to be a teenager and then the teens are running the parents and telling them what to do. What is this?
I know,
that is
not
the idea.
I
and
know.
So that needs to stop. And parents, don't be concerned about trying to be your friend, your teen's friend.
Oh, wow. So, you know what, can you like slow down and say that again, like real slow?
Yes. Dude, like, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Parents.
Okay.
Public news flash.
Yeah, come on.
Try to be more concerned about being your teen or kid's friend outside of being their parent.
Yes.
They need a parent. They want to be your friend. They made that clearly. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? They want a parent. Let
me
tell you something. I understand that as a teacher, okay, I am the leader of those students who are put in my care.
Yes.
So I tell them all of the time, if you find that we are able to have a friendship or you consider me something of a friend or something outside of a teacher, that's icing. That's wonderful. You know what icing is? It's optional.
That's right.
I didn't come to give you icing, okay? I came to give you the cake. And my responsibility is to give you the cake. Now, if you get icing, that's great. But I'm not going to leave out of here until I give you the cake, okay? And so you don't like the cake that I'm giving. You don't like how I'm cooking it up. You don't like the ingredients that I'm putting in it. That's okay, as long as the cake is made. Now, if you want, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you get a bonus out of that and we get icing, wonderful, beautiful. I loved it. But don't forget the cake, though. Don't forget what the purpose of this relationship is. I tell them all the time, I'm not concerned about being your friend. I don't care less about your feelings. My responsibility is to propel you into a foreseeable future for yourself. Now, regardless of how it comes out, this is what you need, and you're going to eat your vegetable, whether you like it or not, because that's what you need to do.
That's good.
That's basically it.
That is good.
You know,
that is
good. Being punked by your kids.
Yeah.
It's just a punk in the object, because they're trying to punk me. I understand how it goes down there. And sometimes you just don't want to deal with it anymore. You say, forget it. Do what you want to do. I understand the temptation of that, but I say don't relent. You cannot relent off of it. Don't you let up one bit. You keep driving them in. They push against you. They resist. You come in harder.
I know that's
right. Because they're not resisting you. They're
That's right. Yes,
and you know what's funny?
You know what's funny as you were talking. You know, I'm a school counselor, so I'm dealing with kids too, and I just was having these little images of when my students are getting all riled up, and they Smith boy, you better watch out, Smith boy, I'm gonna get you, Smith boy, and I say to them, man, come on with it, cause I'm not scared.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I let them know, come on with it, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
that is so
don't
funny,
care.
But you know what, though, Cicely?
Don't for them, who will?
That's right. You're right on the money. You're striking the hammer right on the head of the nail, because that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
The youth today need more than anything for people to just get in their face, let them know I love you, and I'm going to love you through everything that's going on in your life.
Yes.
Because when they see we not backing down, guess what? They conform.
Yeah.
They conform.
Yeah.
And I see that all the time, because when I'm speaking to my students, I tell them straight out front. I say, hey, look, you know what? You know, you see a brother up here that's got these degrees and these certifications, but that don't mean nothing. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm a man first. I'm a man first. And I say, I'm here to present a solid man before you, one that cares enough to get in your face and tell you when you're wrong. And we'll stick with you as you make a decision to do better.
Yeah.
And that's what they need. That's that accountability factor you were talking about.
It is. And you know what causes me to do that? Let me paint this beautiful illustration for you. Isn't that what God does with us?
Yes.
Let me tell you, from personal experience, I tell you, look, I was a hot mess 10 years ago, Dwayne. Okay.
Right.
As far as me just wanting to run my own show, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
I was telling God in so many words, look, if you can just get out of my face, if you can leave me alone, He would not relent. God is relentless.
Oh my God.
If we talk about relentlessness, you look up that word in the dictionary, you're going to see
him.
A blank page, because God is a spirit.
Yep.
But you're
going
Okay, you're going to say, you know what I'm saying, God, right there, because that's what he's done with us.
Yep,
and it's like,
that's true.
If we are made in his image and his likeness, and if we are supposed to communicate the same, then that means that we have to work on this thing. We don't get it right all the time, yes, and we do get challenged in relationships, yes, and sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we do walk away and say, hey, I can't do this or whatever, but God has to deal with us. He wants to confront. He wants us to be intentional, and sometimes, yes, there are sacrifices in a particular season, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, this is not the season where we need to be walking that closely together. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but that never occurs. Parents, when it goes to your seed, okay?
That belongs to you.
You have ownership over that child. You walk away from that child, and that child can't walk away from you, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are one being, just like a husband and wife. So it's illegal, okay?
Come on now.
And so you have to do whatever it takes in order to make it work. Just make it work. Okay?
Girl,
it's not fair to them.
Look, I like what you just said, and that sounds like a book title, Just Make It Work.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Okay, look. Okay, look, collaboration, okay?
Just make it work. Amen. We've got to do that.
Yeah.
God is married to us, right? We're his bride. And he's like, I don't care what you do to me. I don't care. I just tell me, lady, I'm going to love you. I'm going to keep on loving you. I'm going to love you until you break. I'm going to love you until you give in. I'm going to love you until you give it all to me, because I know it's in there. You just don't know it yet. But I'm going to keep on pouring love on you until you finally understand that you belong to me. That is it.
My goodness. You know, it's so powerful, because... And I love just the flow of God just in this conversation, because, you know, of course, I have my little set questions, but, you know, you taking on each one of them, and it fits right into the flow of the conversation. But what I'd like for you to share also with the listening audience is, you know, what's next for your ministry? What's next for you? Because, you know, you're doing some powerful things, and, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. You know, you came and you spoke to my youth before, you know you got to come back, right? You know, you already know that, right?
I already know.
Yes, not only
that. That's like,
okay. Right. You know, see, that. Look, this that train, once you're on, you can't get off, girl. So that's just how we roll. That's how we roll, right?
But
that's right, Cicely. But share with the listening audience what's next for you, and then what's the best way for them to contact you? Because, you know, one of the things that I want you to know is every show, this is a live show right now, but it's going to be archived, and you as well as your followers, they will have full access to listen to the show again. As a matter of fact, you know, and so, you know, you can, look, put this on the resume, okay? Guest on 3T Radio. Yeah. look, big shout out to BBS Radio. That's right, girl. Come on, now. That's right, worldwide. That's right. So, look, what I want you to do, come on now, that's how we do it. Now, why don't you share with everybody what's next for you and what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Yes, certainly. So, for Passion International, LLC, just continual, you know, development and exposure, networking and opportunity. Just, you know, I, from time to time, you know, do different radio shows and such. I hold identity workshops. I do, you know, some keynote speaking and certain endeavors, things that, anything pertaining to identity, anything pertaining to just building in your life, individual counsel and life coaching, group counseling and life coaching. I do. So all of these things are, you know, available, and we're continually going to build business in that way and just continue to expand into the uttermost parts of the world, right, and earth. So that's my plan for next, and just continue to do it bigger and better the way God wants it done. People can reach me at the number one, passioninternational@gmail.com. Again, that's the number one. Passion, PASSION, international@gmail.com.
Good. Now, is there a phone number? Is there a phone number for them to reach you at?
People can currently reach me at 773-860-8424.
Okay, repeat that again for them, Cicely.
Certainly. Again, it's 773-860-8424.
And for those that may be driving, because people have so many different ways that they can listen, and this is a big shout out to BBS Radio. I just love my people over there. That's my family. That's my home away from home. And but we have so many different options for people to hear the show. You know, they can listen from their radio. They can listen from the iPad, their computer.
Yes.
You know, they can go back later and listen to it. You know, but I'm just so excited because, you know, even the information that's being shared now, people may be driving, you know, to our listening audience, you can always go back and hear the show again. And you can listen you can listen to my sister share this stuff because she's dropped a ton of wisdom and a lot of nuggets. And you know, and you can go back and pick that apart, and then her contact information is there. As a matter of fact, her bio is a part of the show archive too, so people will be able to read your bio, and then they can follow up from there. So, you know, one of the things I endeavor to do, all my guests that come on the show, is we want to create a platform for people to hear and know the wonderful things that's happening with your ministry, and then for them to be able to reach you. You know, just another way for them to make contact with you. And you know you got to come back on the show. You know this, don't you?
Come on now.
That's right. You know this, Cicely. You know what I mean? Okay.
Anytime
look,
anytime you want me, Dwayne, I'm more than welcome to be here, honestly.
Yes. Well, look.
I'd love to be able to impart.
Look, that's what I want you to do, and I say this to you. You think about your availability, and then you and I will be following back up anyway, because not only are we going to have you to come and speak live to our youth and to our parents, but I want to talk to you about being a regular person, stopping on the show and dropping some nuggets. We can even cut a segment in there, girl, because you know you got some fire going on with you, and I just love it. Look, I'm right now thinking about how to be a better man. look, girl, I got convicted in some areas. I'm like, ooh, wow, that hurt. Let me go. Let me call my kids up, tell them I love them. You know?
Oh, Lord, that's awesome.
Praise that
God.
Is so awesome.
God, it's good. Yeah. We're on a work in progress. God's gonna get us there.
Well, you know what? That's right. And see, that's the beautiful thing. We all are. And Cicely, as we are getting ready to pull this train into the station, what I'd like for you to do is I want you to give some parting words to the parents. I know you said a lot, but I want you to kind of give them a few small, powerful words that they could take with them as they are getting ready to get off the train ride with us, speaking to their life, and then I'd like for you to pray for them, too.
Absolutely. Well, okay. Parents, absolutely. Parents, I just want to encourage you as you're listening and just being a teacher myself and someone who feels very much like a parent to hundreds of kids throughout 13 years of teaching, I understand the resistance that you get probably on a regular day in and day out a lot of times from your children and probably particularly your teens. And I want to just help to bring proper perspective and just to encourage you to stay sober as to what it really is about. And I say that because I don't want you to take what it is that you're experiencing, hearing, seeing, receiving from them as personal. In order to get to the end and get to the goal, you can never take it personally. Because a lot of the things that they're coming up against or bringing up against you, they don't even know what's going on with themselves. You feel me? So, because they don't know it, they don't know what to do with it either. Truly, they need you to mature in the way of the responsibility that you should be matured in as a parent and do what you need to do in order to get it. You know, we all don't have it all. We need a community of people in order to support us, to teach us how to do the things we know how to do, right? There's no manual on that parenting skill. But you can be better, right? You can be more intentional. You can pray, right?
Come on,
you can be there. Let me tell you something about kids. Forget all the frills and the gifts and the Xbox and the, you know, shoes and the games and all that. They don't really care about that in the end, okay? What a child is going to remember when they're out of your house is the quality time and relationship that I built with my parents.
Yep.
That is it. They're not going to remember a gift that you bought for them. Mm. It's not going to be significant. They're going to remember how you had an impact with them. So I say this to you, and I encourage you to be intentional. Get in their business. They don't have any of their own. That's your business, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are their parent. You own them, okay?
Yes.
That's your ownership. That is this. So you are their business, so get in their business. But lean on the Holy Spirit as to how to develop the right kind of relationship with your individual child. All children are different. So if you lean on the Holy Spirit, He will direct you as to how to best influence your child in the way that they have need. I promise you. You just got to trust God. You truly do. Beyond all circumstance, you have to trust that the days are going to get better and it's not always going to be as rough as it may seem.
That's real good.
So just never give up. You just can't ever give up because that's what they're going to remember when times get tough. When they're no longer with you, they're
going to
remember the seed of you never giving up on them, and then that's going to do something for their own lives.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful.
I promise you. The things that I wanted from my own household and relationship with my mother the most was to know that I did have someone to go to and that there was a friend. We didn't have the best friendship, but that's what I desired, you know? And so even though she had the disciplinarian thing down, you got to balance it. She didn't really have, you know, that much relationship with God to know how to balance it with the grace of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But if you're believers out there and you have both, then God will give you what you need to have that balance so you're not too extreme in one side or the other.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
You really want the balance, right, of nurturance, yet as a disciplinarian as well, if that makes sense. So,
That's good.
So I want to encourage you. So you want to just go ahead and pray for the Wayne?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all of our parents even now, God, I thank you, oh Father, for God, even the privilege that they have to be called a parent. Lord God, it is a privilege, oh Father, too, for you to hold them in high esteem of responsibility to take care of your children in the earth. For indeed your word declares that children are a gift from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that
these
dear precious ones as parents, Father, that they, oh God, have the grace that they needed to
Lord.
Lord God, for all things, oh Father, I declare, Lord God, that no weapon that is being formed against the parents will be able to prosper.
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Father.
That any tongue that is rising up against them and their family shall be found to be in the wrong, that they have an inheritance as a child and a servant of the Lord, their righteousness is of you. I declare, Father, in Jesus' name, oh God, that the angel of the Lord encamp round about our parents
Lord,
because they fear you. I declare, oh God, an increase of the fear and reverential awe and respect of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To return, oh God, to the households as never before.
Yes, Father.
I declare, God, in Jesus' name, intentionality.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare intentionality that they will intentionally be involved in the affairs of their child, and that child will intentionally be involved in the affairs of their parent.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Declare, Lord God, relationship. I say relationship be ignited and be revived.
Yes.
I say, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that nurturance, oh God, will come back where the hearts have grown cold.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, I pray, Father, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Lord.
For the cold hearts, for the hearts that have been hardened. I declare, oh God, that
yes,
the hearts
Lord.
Of stone shall be changed to the hearts of flesh. I declare that fleshly responsive hearts to the Holy Spirit return to the parents as never before. I declare, oh God, the responsive hearts to the Holy Spirit will be, Lord God, implanted into the children. I say, oh God, they will not escape you. I say, Lord God, that they will not try to outrun your hand. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Father, when they
Thank
think
you,
they've
Lord.
Gone far enough, I declare that you yank them back into the kingdom, Lord. I declare, oh God, a hedge of fire that surrounds, oh God, their household as never before. Oh God, fire that burns up iniquity and sin, fire that burns up complacency, God, fire that burns up, oh God, mediocrity, fire that burns up, Lord, oh God, that burns up, oh God, the things that are not like you, oh God, and I declare your holy fire that comes, oh God, Lord God, and brings revival, it brings a refreshing, it brings a renewal, it brings, oh God, Lord God, a passion for you, Lord God, in the households today, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for provision, Jehovah Jireh, give them what they need, God, if it's finances, supply the need. If it's tools and know-how, supply the need. Oh, God, if it's the will, Lord God, if it's the brokenness, supply the need so that they can bow their knee to the Lordship of Jesus the Christ and enter into 2014. Oh, God, a way that they've never seen themselves. Lord God, propelling before I declare supernatural advancements to come, oh, God, to the lives of the parents, to the lives of the children. Oh, God, resurrect them with the resonant power of Jesus the Christ that is resident on the inside of them. May it come alive today in Jesus' name. God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you
thank
that
you.
You're doing it, Father. Thank you for a new year filled with the surprises and the suddenlies of God to hit their life in 2014 as
Lord.
Never before. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Goodness.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, that was powerful. That was powerful. That was powerful. Praise God. We receive it, and I agree. In Jesus' name, I don't know about you all, but this was an awesome show. The Spirit of God was alive and active, and that prayer was a perfect conclusion. And so we pray that everybody that heard the show on today, that you were blessed, you were empowered, you were encouraged. Because the truth of the matter is, the Word says, the end of a thing, this is over in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8, it says, the end of a thing is always better than the beginning.
Always better than the beginning.
Always better. So it don't matter what it looks like.
Yes.
And by the way, that's my foundational text for my new book that's going to be coming out. But we'll talk about that another day. Watch yourself. Watch yourself now. Watch out now. A little shameless plug. Watch yourself. Watch out now. Look, when we do that one, look, Cicely, I'm going to have you interview me for that show. Watch yourself now. Okay. All right. Okay, look. Okay, look, we're going to reverse the role for that show. But
we're going to do it.
But we are bringing the train to a complete stop right now. Well, actually, the train never stops, but we're slowing it down. And we want to thank everybody that rode with us today. And my special guest, Cicely, thank you so much for coming.
Welcome.
you know, riding with us today and sharing your heart, your testimony, and the work that God has done in your life. And I just set myself in agreement with everybody else for continued success for you and your ministry. And we thank you, Sissy, for coming out. And to
thank
our
you guys.
All right. And to the listening audience, thank you for tuning in again. We love you. And until next week, keep riding by faith. God bless you.
Dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated if they feel jaded about to